please, to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. I, for one, am really grateful for the way the game turned out yesterday. There can be no gloating. My wife is a graduate of the University of Texas. I competed against the University of Texas in college, have no love for the University of Texas, and so every second Saturday in October, there's usually war at our house. But thanks to a lot of prayer, it ended in a draw yesterday, and there can be no gloating. Didn't look good for a while, but Ephesians 6. Let's read together, beginning at verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honoring your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. The greatest societal challenges we face in the United States are vitally connected to the deterioration in the family. Child abuse is now an epidemic in our country. And children are forced to live in some very, very terrifying situations. Divorce has continued to be recorded in record numbers. One out of every two ends in divorce. And over 60% of second marriages end in divorce. The average length of marriage now in the United States is 7.5 years. Now, that means if you have been married more than 7.5 years, you ought to turn to your mate right now and smile and pat one another on the back and say, we are above average. 7.5 years. Drug abuse, alcohol abuse, cigarette addiction, sexual promiscuity, and teen pregnancy are happening to younger and younger children. The fastest growing increase in terms of teen pregnancies last year in the United States happened among teenagers under the age of 15. The expression babies having babies is appropriate. The Bible has been specific when it comes to the family about obligations that we both share. Parents to children and children to parents. And this morning, in light of the fact that we had 18 that we wanted to introduce to the family and commit ourselves to the rearing of them, both as parents and as church family, it seemed appropriate that we would look at the both sides of the equation, both ones who have responsibility. And so this morning we're going to look at what parents owe their children and what children owe their parents. And I'm going to start with the kids. Kids, this first part is for you. All children still living in the roof with your family, supported by a parent, this message for the rest of it, this part of it, is yours. Children owe parents some things. And the first thing that you owe your parents, according to the Word of God, Ephesians 6:1, is what? Obedience. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Two teenagers are talking with one another, and one is talking about the problem that he's having with his parents. The other turns to him and says, I figured out a formula of how to get along with mom and dad. He said, you're kidding me. He said, no, I found out. They tell me what to do and I do it. Now, it is amazing how that works. Nancy, the comic strip. In the first frame, Nancy is saying, when I become a parent, I'm going to let my kids do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want to do it. And then in the second frame, she's thinking about what she's just said. And then in the third frame, she says, as long as they do it my way. Obedience. You owe your parents your obedience. In Colossians 3, the Bible says, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Every time you do what your parents tell you to do, willfully, cheerfully, and immediately. Parents are saying, now, Ronnie, you went over that too fast. Go back over that. Willfully, cheerfully, and immediately. When you obey what your parents said, you make God smile. God is pleased in that. Colossians 3. Second thing children owe their parents. You not only owe them your obedience, you owe them honor. In verse 2, here's what it says. Honor your father and your mother. Well, this is the first commandment with a promise. That you may enjoy long life in the land. Honor. American parents were polled last year and they were asked the question, what do you want most from your kids? You know what the number one answer was? Respect. Parents in our country want most of all respect from their children. Honor. Honor means to add weight to something. It means to give weight to something. You've heard it negatively used by saying that guy throws his weight around. That means he throws around his influence and his authority. In the positive sense that God uses it here in Ephesians 6, it means to give weight to your parents' authority, give weight to their opinion, to give weight to their value and their esteem. I've got to tell you, it started with my generation, the boomer generation, and has gotten worse progressively with each generation. We have had more given to us and less asked of us than previous generations. I had more given to me and less asked of me than my father did. My children have had more given to them and less asked of them than their father did. And in the little ones that we just introduced this morning, more than likely they'll have more given to them and less asked of them than their parents did. And so the question comes, how in the world can I make this work? How can I give honor to my parents? I got a set of rules this week about how to get along with parents. Kids, are you listening? Four rules I want to share with you how to get along with parents. Number one, speak their language. Use such strange sounding phrases as, I'll help with the dishes. I'll take out the garbage. Number two, listen to their music until you get used to the sound. Listen to their music. Turn on an oldie station and learn that there are more to life than Hootie and the Blowfish. Number three, how to get along with parents. Be patient with the underachiever. You say, now, what does that mean? Well, if you're dieting mom, if you happen to catch your dieting mom sneaking a Snickers bar, you don't show her your disapproval. You just give her a hug and say, I love fat moms. Be patient with the underachiever. Encourage your parents to talk about their problems. Gang, I need to tell you that the reason God said honor your father and your mother is because there aren't any perfect parents. We all, as parents, mess up. All of us. And every once in a while, just to have your child come to you and say, Mom, Dad, what's going on in your life? Man, what a blessing that is. To affirm your parents in the task that they have, which is a hard one, is an important thing to do. How can you affirm your parents? You can affirm them in what you say to them. You can affirm them in how you stand up for them in front of your friends. Like when their friends are ragging on their parents, talking about them and all that, you stand and say, man, I'm sorry that that's the way your parents, but I love my parents. You can affirm them by saying to them that you appreciate them. Maybe you can even write them a note. That's a profound thought. I have two notes in my hand that are two of the collection that I've kept from my kids. The first one I share with you, I need to give you some context. They're not long. You can see it's about 20 words, and that's about it. But the first one, I need to tell you that when my son Jeff got taller than me, for a while he called me Pee-wee. And so this note is addressed to Pee-wee. Hey, Pee-wee, he says. I just wanted to remind you that I'm always on your side. I love you more than I can say, Jeff. That didn't take long. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. But I've kept that card for years, and it blesses my life over and over again as a parent. You can do that for your parents. Affirm them. Got a note from my daughter. It's a little longer. She's a little more verbal than Jeff is. And after she starts, "Dear Daddy, I love you very, very much," she goes on to say, "I also haven't ever really told you how much I'm glad that you're my preacher. I think that it's great that you're so involved in the Lord's Word and how good you and Mom have brought Jeff and me up. I love you, Jenny." You know, just to say to your parents in a note every once in a while, "I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you do and who you are. I can't tell you the mileage you can get out of that and what a blessing it is to parents." Honor your father and your mother, not because it's what they want, but because it's what God wants. You owe them your obedience and your honor. Okay, parents, your turn. According to the Word of God, we owe our children some things. The Bible says, first and foremost, what we owe our children, according to 6 verse 4, and about 1,000 other passages we could choose in the Bible. The first thing we owe our children is training and instruction in the Lord. As Paul says here, don't exasperate or frustrate your children, but instead bring them up in the nurture, in the training of the Lord. As was announced earlier and prayed about, Jan Bruce's father passed away this last week, and as several of us attended the funeral on Friday, the brother that did the funeral did such a fantastic job, and he said this. One of the first things he said about Jan's dad is he grew up in a Christian home, and from the very earliest days of his life on earth, he heard the Word of God read to him by his parents. And he later went on to say that he had become a great student of the Word of God. And as I saw the generations behind him, his daughters and grandchildren, I see where the power of the Word of God can be in the life of a family. Brothers and sisters, the primary responsibility for teaching the children is not the churches. It is the parents. The church is a supplemental tool to supplement what you're doing in the home to teach your children the Word of God. As adults get older, sometimes they lose their appetite and they lose a lot of weight. And in order to maintain their weight, to ward off infection and to stay strong, they have to drink supplemental drinks. You can see them in the, you know, in the grocery stores, Nutrin and some of those things. They are high caloric drinks that you drink as a supplement to your regular diet. It is not a substitute for your diet. It is a supplement to your diet. And the teaching arm of the church, in Bible class, in the youth ministry program, and in the Sunshine School, those are supplementary to the diet that you are supposed to be giving your children in the home. We owe it to our children to teach them the Word of God. Second thing that we owe our children, according to the Word of God, is two parents who love each other in front of the children. You have to go back up in chapter 5, verse 21 to get this, but it says in chapter 5, verse 21, there ought to be a mutual submission to one another. How does that work, Paul? Well, verse 22, wives, to the husbands. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Our children need to see two people who are committed to one another, living in covenant relationship with each other, so that they gain security from that relationship. Parents, the insecurity that our children feel in this insecure world is enormous. It's staggering, the insecurity they feel. What they need is the security of seeing two parents who love each other. Maybe the greatest gift you can give your children is the gift of showing them what love looks like in marriage. And finally, what do parents owe their children? Parents, you and I owe our children us. We owe them us. There's been debates for decades about quantity time versus quality time. Which do you give them? Quantity time, quality time? There's an easy answer to that. Both. Quantity and quality is what we owe our children. You see, if we have them in our stewardship responsibility, we need to give them the time and the quality of love that helps rear them into responsible adults. And that takes a lot of time and a lot of energy. They need us. Friday's Daily Oklahoman. I don't know if you saw it, but it was in Friday's Daily Oklahoman. If you didn't see it, I'll copy it for you. Headlines: Nation's Young Adolescents Neglected. It goes on to say in a report done, and the results were just released Thursday. This was on Friday's newspaper. So, front page of the paper hits it the day after the results hit. It says basically 10 to 14-year-olds in our country have been neglected and abandoned by their parents. They've been farmed out to everything else and everybody else except themselves. They need to take care of them themselves. Here are what they found among 13-year-olds. I'll just share three of them with you. 13-year-olds. They found that one-third of every 13-year-old, one-third, 33%, one out of three, reported using illegal drugs, including inhalants. 15% of 13-year-olds, 15%, had had more than five alcoholic drinks in a row in the last 2 weeks. Thirteen-year-olds also were the greatest rate of increase of giving birth outside of marriage. 13 years old. Parents, we need to give our children us. If that means working fewer hours and dropping our standard of living to give them less stuff and more of us, then so be it. But they need more of us. John Maxwell, who preaches in California, has an older brother named Larry, said as they went through their teen years, Larry rebelled and went away from God and never obeyed the gospel. Once a week, John Maxwell says his mother would fast and pray for her wayward son, Larry. And every morning for over 20 years, at 9 o'clock in the morning, John's dad would stop and pray at 9 o'clock a.m. for his wayward son, Larry. Larry went off to make money and to make a big impact on the world in his late 30s. One Sunday afternoon, John Maxwell says he got a call from his dad. His dad was crying uncontrollably. Finally, when his dad could get it together, he reported to John, "John, your brother Larry just called. He has obeyed the gospel of Christ and has become a Christian." When his dad could speak again after he cried a little longer, he said to John, "John, that is the best phone call I've ever gotten in my life." Brothers and sisters, we owe our children something. Kids, you owe your parents something. Let's commit together. We're going to do what God says do to be the people God has called us to be in this society. It'll be like a light set on a hill, and it cannot be hid. Let's pray. God, our Father, forgive us for the times we neglect one another, as children and as parents. Forgive us when we fail to affirm and appreciate. Forgive us when we fail to give a hug, a pat on the back, a squeeze of the shoulder just to indicate love and appreciation. We pray that from this day forward we'll do better. Help all of the kids in this audience to be better about obedience and giving honor to parents. And help every one of us who are parents in this audience to do better about training our children and loving our mates and giving to them the example that you would have us be. Father, bless us to strengthen the family, because we know it is at the heart of what you want for us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I guess this morning we could talk for hours about sacrifices parents have made for children. I know I could talk for a while about sacrifices my parents made for me. And you could probably talk about hours about sacrifices your parents have made for you. But the greatest sacrifice of them all was the sacrifice that God made for us in Christ Jesus. And though as a parent I owe my children, and though as children my children owe me, together we owe God everything that we are. For He sacrificed everything He had to give us salvation. This morning He invites, would you come to Him at His invitation? And would you come right now while we stand and sing?
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know that saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus,